Good morning, this is Ben Bingham with the Oakland Church of Christ. This week we've been looking at what the Bible says about giving to people who need help. You may remember that we've been using the word GIFT as an acronym for how we should give. God wants us to give with generosity, intention, faith, and thanksgiving. We're finishing today by talking about giving with thanksgiving. We have so much to thank God for. We can thank Him for creating us and sustaining our lives. The Apostle Paul says in Acts chapter 17, in verse 25, that God gives to all life, breath, and all things. If we are Christians indeed, we can thank Him for giving us salvation and the promise of eternal life with Him in heaven. If we have jobs, we can thank Him for the abilities and opportunities He gave us to get those jobs. And the list goes on and on. James says in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every good thing we possess, anything about us that is good, all comes from God, all of it. So how should we use all of these blessings that we have? Our gratitude to God should motivate us to pass those blessings on to others. We cannot truly love God and be thankful for what He does for us if we refuse to help people in need. Consider again 1 John 3, verses 16 through 19. By this we know love, that Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. When we realize that Christ laid down His life for us, our thankfulness and gratitude must drive us to lay our lives down for others. Our thankfulness will push us to open our hearts to people in need. As we bring this week to a close, let's review what the Bible says about why and how Christians should give to people who need help. Why should we give to people in need? We give because God gave to us. God loved us so much that He gave His only Son to die, so that we might be forgiven of our sins and become His children. God loved us, so He gave abundantly to us. We should pass that love and abundance on to people who need it. How should we give? G-I-F-T, gift. We should give generously, intentionally, faithfully, thankfully. We should give with generosity, sacrificing so that we can help someone who is worse off than we are. Don't just give the little bit that's easy. Dig deep and share generously. We should give with intention. Plan ahead so you're ready when the need arises. Make service to others a top priority in your budget and in your schedule. Be prepared to give. We should give in faith. Don't cling to your money. Cling to God. He'll give you what you need. Remember that when you help others, you are doing it as if you were serving Jesus Himself. We should give with thankfulness. God has given us every good thing that we have. We can't keep those blessings to ourselves. We need to pass them on whenever we have opportunity. Give gifts with generosity, intention, faith, and thankfulness. Thank you so much for listening this week. Let's pray for God to give us opportunities to help others and put our time and money where our prayers are. If you are interested in sitting down to study the Bible with me or anyone from the Oakland Church of Christ, we would love to meet you and study the Bible with you. Look us up on Facebook and send us a message, or call us, or contact us through our website, churchofchrist@oakland.com. That's churchofchrist@oakland.com. We meet for Bible study and worship services on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., and on Wednesday nights at 7. We would love to see you there. Thanks for listening.